correctly. Sir, they're droid fighters. Tri-fighters, vultures, the whole Sep menagerie. Interesting, Tarkin said in a calm voice. One hand to his chin, he continued to assess the hologram. Commander Cassell, sound general quarters and boost power to the base shields. Signals, initiate countermeasures. Sir, is this an unannounced readiness test? Someone asked. More like a bunch of separatists who didn't get the message they lost the war, another said. Perhaps that was the explanation, Tarkin thought. Imperial forces had destroyed or appropriated most of the capital ships produced for and by the Confederacy of Independent Systems. Droid fighters hadn't been seen in years. But it was even longer since Tarkin had witnessed holonet subterfuge of the caliber someone had aimed at Sentinel Base. He swung away from the table. Scan the carrier for life forms, on the off chance we are dealing with a sentient adversary, rather than a droid control computer. He eyed the comms specialist. Any separate channel response from Rampart? She shook her head. Still no word, sir. Carrier shows 30 life forms, sir, someone at the far end of the room said. It's astrogating by command, not on full auto. From the threat station came another voice. Sir, droid fighters are nearing the edge of the envelope. And a thin envelope it was, Tarkin thought. Alert our artillery crews to ignore the firing solution programs and to fire at will. He pivoted to the holotable. A glance revealed Sentinel Base to be in the same situation Rampart appeared to have been in only moments earlier, except that the enemy ships and the holofeed were genuine. Contact Captain Burke and tell him to come home. Tri-fighters are breaking formation and commencing attack runs. Sounds of distant explosions and the thundering replies of ground-based artillery infiltrated the command center. The room shook. Motes of dust drifted down from the overhead pipes and cables. The illumination flickered. Tarkin monitored the ground feed holovids. The droid fighters were highly maneuverable, but no match for Sentinel's powerful guns. The moon's storm-racked sky grew backlit with strobing flashes and globular detonations, as one after another of the ridgebacked tri-fighters and reconfigurable vultures was vaporized. A few managed to make it to the outer edge of the base's hemispherical defensive shield, only to be annihilated there and hit the coarse ground in flames. They're beginning to turn tail, a tech said. Laser cannons are chasing them back up the well. And the capital ship? Tarkin said. The carrier is steering clear and accelerating. Range is now 300,000 clicks and expanding. All weapons are mute. Sir, the Electrum has reverted to real space. Tarkin grinned faintly. Inform Captain Burke that his TIE pilots are going to enjoy a target-rich environment. Captain Burke on the comm. Tarkin moved to the comm station, where Burke's hollow presence hovered above the projector. I trust that this is the trouble you were expecting, Governor. Actually, Captain, most of this is quite unexpected. Therefore, I hope you'll do your best to incapacitate the carrier, rather than destroy it. No doubt we can glean something by interrogating the crew. I'll be as gentle with it as I can, Governor. Tarkin glanced at the holotable in time to see squadrons of newly minted ball cockpit TIE fighters launch from the dorsal bay of the arrowhead-shaped Star Destroyer. Sir, I have Rampart Station Commander Jai on the comm. Voice only. Tarkin gestured for Jai to be put through.
Governor Tarkin, to what do I owe the honor?
Jai said. Tarkin positioned himself close to one of the command center's audio pickups. How is everything at your depot, Lin?
Better now, Jai said. Our holonet relay was down for a short period, but it's back online. I've sent a tech team to determine what went wrong. You have my word, Governor. The glitch won't affect the supply shipment schedule.
I doubt that your technicians will discover any evidence of malfunction, Tarkin said. Instead of speaking to it, Jai said,
And on your moon, Governor?
As a matter of fact, we find ourselves under attack.
What?
Jai asked in patent surprise. I'll explain in due course, Lin. Just now we have our hands full. His back turned to the holo projector table, Tarkin missed the event that drew loud groans from many of the staffers. When he turned, the warship was gone. Jumped to light speed before the Electrum could get off a disabling shot, Cassell said. Disappointment pulled down the corners of Tarkin's mouth. With the capital ship gone, the remaining droid fighters could be seen spinning out of control. Even easier prey for the vertical-winged TIE fighters. A scattering of spherical explosions flared at the edge of space. "Gather debris of any value," Tarkin said to Burke, "and have it transported down the well for analysis. Snare a few of the intact droids as well, but take care. While they appear to be lifeless, they may be rigged to self-destruct." Burke acknowledged the command, and the holo vanished. Tarkin looked at Cassell. "Secure from battle stations and sound the all clear. I want a forensic team assembled to examine the droids. I doubt we'll learn much, but we may be able to ascertain the carrier's point of origin." He grew pensive for a moment, then added, "Prepare an after-action report for Coruscant and transmit it to my quarters so I can append my notes."
"Will do," Cassell said.
A specialist handed Tarkin his duster, and he had started for the door when a voice rang out behind him.
"Sir, a question, if you will."
Tarkin stopped and turned around.
"Ask it." "How did you know, sir?"
"How did I know what, Corporal?" The young, brown-haired specialist gnawed at her lower lip before continuing.
"That the holo transmission from Rampart Station was counterfeit, sir."
Tarkin looked her up and down.
"Perhaps you'd care to proffer an explanation of your own. In the replay, the bar of interval noise you noticed, somehow that told you that someone had managed to introduce a false real-time feed into the local holonet relay."
Tarkin smiled faintly.
"Train yourself to recognize it. All of you. Deception may be the least of what our unknown adversaries have in store."